Welcome back here to Ask the Coach on WCLU. Joe Myers talking with Scotty Head Coach Jeff Garman as we preview the upcoming football season. Yes, it will finally get underway after the first 3 weeks of the season were canceled. Finally going to get underway this Friday night, September 11th, as the Scotties will take on Allen County Scottsville at home at 7 o'clock. Obviously we'll be there for the broadcast of that one. But Jeff, let's talk about a little bit more just about personnel on this ball club. You know, last year you already mentioned you had Nick Mitchell, Tanner Abernathy, you know, arguably Nick, one of the best running backs to ever play here, arguably Tanner, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play here. Does losing those two change at all the look of your offense?
Not necessarily. We still have our base fundamentals that on offense that we want to try to do. And what we try to do is basically whatever the defense gives you. If they tell you to run the ball, we're going to run the ball. If we're going to if they're telling you to throw it, we're going to throw it. And then figure out with each team each year what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. And, you know, having a young offensive line last year forced us to throw the ball a little bit more. This year with the kids we got coming back, I think we got coming back four out of the five starters on the offensive line. I'm hoping our offensive line looks a whole lot better. You know, Tanner and Nick are tough to replace, but I think we've got the kids here and they got to play some. I mean, even John Carter, I thought, you know, stepping in at quarterback last year in a big playoff game, I thought he held his own and did just fine. We know what Hunter Scott can do when he's got the ball in his hands. Now, it's just going to be a different look with him running the ball just a little bit more this year.
Let's talk about Hunter Scott, Jeff. That's where I was going next. Last year, averaged 8.7 yards per carry, which led the team in a backup role last year. It's going to be exciting to see what Hunter can do as a main ball carrier, isn't it?
It's his turn. It's his turn to play running back, and we'll see what he can do with it. We know what he can do as a receiver. I think he led AAA in all touchdown receiving last year. So it's going to be kind of a unique combination of what you can do with Hunter. Can he run the ball? I think he can. We know he can catch the ball. Can we use him out of the backfield to get good matchups with linebackers? He's going to be a tough matchup problem for people. And if we use him correctly.
You mentioned John Carter Myers getting his opportunity to start at quarterback, Jeff. What do you like about John Carter's game and the way it's developed from his sophomore to his junior season?
John Carter's tough as nails, and that's what I like about him. He's a football player, and he's going to play on the offensive and the defensive side. And we saw last year what type of efforts that he made on the defensive side. Now, if he can translate that over to quarterback play, it's going to take him just a little bit of time, and I'm realistic enough to realize that. But I feel like after he gets a few games under his belt, I think he's going to be just fine and really have an outstanding career here at Glasgow. I really believe that with all my heart.
Your defense last year, Jeff, was outstanding as usual. Allowed just 14 points a game, just a little over 100 yards rushing, a little under 100 yards passing a game, just barely over 200 yards total. You do return six starters off that defense last year. Are you confident this team can put up similar or even better numbers than last year's team did?
What I've seen so far is our linebacker play, returning Mason Bragg and Jaden Wyrock. They're fast. They've played really well in what limited action we've been able to do so far. People have to realize we have put a bigger emphasis on offense during this. There wasn't a whole lot you could do defensively during this offseason, so in preseason as we go along. So we're just now kind of getting into the defensive side of the ball. And our secondary, I really like our secondary. I think they're athletic. Got a couple kids back in that area. The kids that we bring in have worked really hard. You know, I've really enjoyed watching the transformation of boys becoming from their sophomore year to their junior year and how their bodies change. I mean, John Carter's just so much bigger. Corbin Wales, so much bigger, more physical. it's fun to watch. But I really like our secondary. I think we've got some speed in the back on the backside, and I think we've got multiple kids that can play back there. You know, my biggest concern on our defense is our defensive line and just our size. You know, it's going to be tough to replace Darian and Chase on that defensive line. And just the size that they gave us and kind of balanced our defense up. But, you know, we've got some kids that are really willing to step up. You know, you're probably going to see Jaden Wood a little bit more over on defense. Hopefully Tristan, you know, he's a load over there on the defensive line. He gets better. We're going to look at Isaiah McElroy, Tad Shelton, just different guys. Chase Starr, got some good young kids that have the potential to be really good. They just got to get tough, you know, and that's what makes a good defensive lineman, I think, is just having some toughness and some strength with you. I think we've got it. It's just a matter of us showing it out on the field on a Friday night.
Let's kind of look at a position-by-position breakdown, Jeff. Obviously, we've already talked about some of these kids, but when you look at your quarterback spot, obviously John Carter Meyer is going to be your starter there. Who would be your backup in that position?
Zach Poore will be backing up, and then we got a freshman by the name of Easton Jesse. Really excited about him. Confident that John Carter can go out and do the job. I'm confident that Zach can go out and do the job if he's called upon. Both of them, I think, have gotten better as we've been practicing and how they're throwing the ball and trying to understand what we do. But both of them bring a different type of element to the game. And, you know, Zach got to play some last year, and he's also going to play running back for some. So, he's an element of running the ball. He throws the ball, you know, very well. Left-handed. We haven't had a left-handed quarterback in a little while, so that's a little different. But and then Easton, as a freshman, has all the tools, you know, for his size to really develop and be a really good player on down the road. So we're in pretty good shape there at that spot, I feel like. But you know, I'm anxious to kind of see how John Carter does and how he handles himself and his demeanor. If he continues to improve and be the player that he was last year, I mean, to me, he's got a chance to be a really, really, really good high school football player. And just excited. You know, he works hard and smart, and he's worked on his body. I mean, he's a 185-pound kid now that, you know, he can pack some punch. So just excited to see him have opportunities.
Hunter Scott, we talked about, will be your main man at running back as far as the starting position is concerned. Who else is going to contribute there at running back?
Well, you have in that area, you have Jaden Wyrock, who played mainly on defense last year, came in an offensive role up at Casey County, I thought, and kind of really sparked us in the second half up there. So he's going to get some more opportunity this year. And Zach Poor is going to get some opportunity back there. And we saw enough from Zach last year where he showed that he can compete at that level. So I feel comfortable with our running back situation and where we're at. And we also have a Y in the name of Kieran Stockton, who also can get back there and do some stuff and maybe carry the ball some. Little bigger kid, 6 foot, 200 pounds. So I feel good about our running back situation.
As far as your wideouts are concerned, return a couple of kids who played quite a bit last year, Jay Long and Jamari Mack. Jamari really came on towards the end of the season last year, Jeff. Tell me about those two guys and who else will contribute there at the wide receiver spot.
Now, really expecting Jay Long to step up and have a really exceptional year. He's got all the tools. He's got the speed to be able to do what he wants to do. I agree with you. Felt like Jamari kind of came into his own as the year went on. We need him to start this year the way he finished. We're adding Andrew Phillips, who I think is kind of a hidden gem there, runs really well. Got to play last year in some games in a starting role. I can remember against Adair County, he had a really good night last year. So I really like that mix. You add Javon Clark, a sophomore in that area, and Tony Hammonds, a junior. I feel good about those areas. As we move to our tight end spot, you know, we had a new player move in from Greenwood High School, Kieran Stockton, him and Mason Bragg, Draylen Allen will kind of hound that area. Clint Malden could see some action there also. But Kieran gives us something that we haven't had in a while, and that's a 6 foot, 200 pound tight end that can hopefully ISO block, be a lead blocker for Hunter, but also step out in the passing game. He's athletic enough to be able to do it. You know, Karen's coming off of an injury from last year where he suffered a broken leg. So that's something he's just got to kind of play this year. And I think, you know, down the road, he's got the potential to be a really, really good player because he's got the size to do it. Once everything gets fluent, and he gets his body in a little bit better shape, I think the sky's the limit for him, too. I think the chance to be a really good high school football player.
You mentioned the offensive line earlier, Jeff. You got four or five guys returning there, so I know it's a group you're excited about. Tell me who's going to contribute there.
Well, I mean, it starts with Tad Shelton over at the left tackle, and Tad could go to any school in this area, Bowling Green, South Warren. Tad would start for any of those teams. He's a very good high school player that has started here for 3 years. He's got some Division I looks and you know, just an outstanding kid. Really has done everything we've ever asked him to do, strong, and he'll kind of anchor our line over at that left tackle. At our center position will be Isaiah Cianci. He kind of alternated with Luke Chase. We'll be moving Luke out to the right tackle. He'll be playing tackle. And then our two guards are Jaden Wood and Coleman Deckard. And you're going to see a kind of a rotation in that with Jonathan Warner also getting some action. And we've got some other backups. Isaiah McElroy has game experience from last year. A new one would be Chase Starr and Brandon and Bryson Spears that haven't had much action on the offensive line but could get in there. And, you know, we've tried to work Tristan some at center on offense and in case we need him. So we've got enough people there in the depth in the offensive line that I hope, you know, they can manage. And the thing that I see is we're just a year older there. Hopefully we're going to be more physical. Hopefully we can move some more people than what we could last year. You know, last year you looked at, we were playing two or three sophomores. So it's a big difference between your sophomore and junior year. So where that may have been just a little bit of an inexperience, maybe a weakness on last year's team, I hope this year that becomes one of the strengths of our team.
We'll come back and look at the defense position by position with Coach Garmin after this on WCLU Sports.